Okay, so Heroes and Other Strangers was the winner of an overall excellence award at the Fringe Festival this year. How did that feel, and how do you feel going into the encore performances that started earlier this week?
It was really great to be awarded the overall excellence award. It was kind of from out of nowhere. It was an interesting experience at the Fringe. I've done another Fringe before, and it was a very different experience where it was being a solo show. It's just a different kind of audience, and not always a very big audience. So it was not a ton of people saw it at the Fringe, and the people that did really liked it, but it would still be kind of, you know, maybe 20 people in the house each night. So at the end, getting the award, I was just kind of surprised and really happy that, I guess, some of those 20 people were people that, you know, really did like it a lot. So, and then on the last night of the festival, Peter and Nancy from The Cell came, and came up to me afterwards and were just telling me how much they liked it. And then a few weeks later, they found a spot at The Cell for me. And they've been just incredibly supportive and very passionate about the work. And so I'm really happy to be there doing the show again. And we have a really great run. We do 3 weeks and three performances a week. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, till the 19th of November. So it's been really great. I'm really looking forward to these 3 weeks of just getting to do an actual run of the show, as aside from the Fringe, where it's a little spottier.
Okay, let's talk about the play a little bit. What's an important theme addressed in the production, and how'd you develop the show and your father?
Great. Well, yeah, the show is inspired by a story of my father's. The basic plot of it is a guy named Lenny, who is from Queens, goes out to San Francisco in 1971 in search of these two runaway girls, and he's kind of pushed out there. It's not really his decision, and he's pushed once he gets there again, kind of in these different directions, by meeting all these strange characters. And in the end, he kind of changes, or he's trying to figure out what he wants to be. And the overall theme of the play is identity, I think. It's really about kind of a coming-of-age thing. Lenny's about 21. He doesn't really know what he wants to do with his life. And it's set in 1971, so it's kind of the end of the 60s and all of that revolution and all of these. There's the hippie dropout revolution, there's the anti-war revolution, there's the there's, you know, the just going on with your life and ignoring all of that. So Lenny's trying to figure out where he belongs in this state of being in the early 70s. So that's the major theme of the play.
Okay, it sounds like, it's got a lot to do with the Beat Generation and, like, the works of Jack Kerouac. I mean, do they compare at all?
Yeah, I mean, I'm inspired by a lot of that stuff. The character, Lenny, doesn't really relate with that stuff as much. There's a little part in the play where he goes down to North Beach in San Francisco, and he says, basically, you know, I've read On the Road and Dharma Bumps, and it didn't seem like the life for me. Definitely the writing of the play is inspired by a lot of that writing style. It's kind of quick and a little bit poetic at times. I definitely like that that scene a lot, and tried to put it in the play as much as I could. And definitely the Beat Generation leading into the hippie movement. There's a big connection there, so I would try to put that in as much as possible. But Lenny's not so into that as much as the writer is. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's got that feel to it, though.
Okay. Let's talk about that character, Lenny, a little bit. What do you like or dislike about him?
Well, he's a cross between me, somebody who doesn't really had a hard time, I think, you know, finding where I fit in the world. My brother is very much like Lenny as well, where he's kind of like he's kind of stuck. He's stuck in his groove, and he doesn't really know how to get out of it. And in the play, he's thrust out of it and forced to kind of change. My brother's been kind of at his same job for like 10 years, and it's, you know, it doesn't really fulfill him, but he's in it, you know. And then the character was originally based on my father, who's not really like the character at all. He's, my father's much more brash and outgoing than this Lenny in the play is. But I tried to put my father's character and some of the other characters in the play. I wish Lenny would get it a little bit more and maybe be more a little bit like my father at times, but then I think the play would be too easy for him. So by the end, I love him, but you know, I try to kick his ass a little bit. but you know, it's a solo show, so it's not just Lenny. There's about 25 characters that I play, and they're all, you know, different aspects of me or people that I've met. So it was fun to play a ton of characters in this show.
Can we just talk about that a little bit more? What was it like to not only, you know, write this, but to also star in it and play all those characters?
Yeah, well, I just kind of wrote it not thinking about the performance so much. It's written as a story, so it kind of could be read. A lot of people who were reading it early on didn't really understand how it translated to a stage production, because it's pretty much, you know, like a short story almost. It's I'm telling you a story about what's going on. And then translating it into a performance, we basically, me and my director, Christian Haynes, were just trying to decide what were the essentials of it and what we could do on the stage that was not on the page, just with body language and taking beats and stuff like that to try to flesh it out. So, it's fun. It's basically taking a short story and putting it on the stage. And the audience basically kind of translates a lot of stuff in their mind. And you basically, when I'm telling the story, but it's the visuals are mainly happening in people's heads. So I think that's kind of a cool thing. I don't have to do a lot with characterizations. And my descriptions kind of paint the picture. So there's no set. It's just me and a chair, and the audience basically fills everything else in. So it's kind of cool. I'm glad it works that way.
Speaking of the audience, what would you like them to get out of the play? Like, let's just say, you know, this Saturday night after the production, a theater goer walks over to you and says exactly what you'd like them to say. What would they say and why?
Yeah, what I love when people say is I was just there the whole time. I was going through I was on the adventure, and at the end I lost myself in it. And that's kind of what my main intent going into this when I first started writing it was just to take people on a fun trip, you know, just to give people a good ride. It's a 75-minute play. It hopefully moves really fast, and by the end, you're just kind of like, "Wow, I was just taken to another place." That's my main goal.